All right, well, back in the division here. Obviously, a really impressive win for the Bills last week against the Colts. Thought they did a lot of things very well. Played good in the kicking game. Played very well defensively. Had the turnovers, the couple interceptions, fumble, recovered a fumble punt. Had another fumble that got called back. But, they played aggressively, tackled well. And, offensively had a lot of explosive plays. Got them from everybody, the receivers, tight ends, quarterback, running back. So, good football team, well coached, very explosive. Got a lot of guys that can score from, pretty much anywhere on the field in the return game and offensively. So, we're going to have our hands full in terms of, defending them and, blocking them. They're a good coverage team as well. Obviously have a lot of different schemes to prepare for. So, good week of preparation and hopefully we'll be ready to go on Sunday.
Rex said this week a little bit about having to stand by his resume when he's defending Rob Gronkowski. And obviously he's had, not perfect, but when they do well against him, what are some of the things that they're successful with?
Right. Well, look, we've had some, great matchups with them, but really this game's all about, this week. And so, we'll all see what happens this week. We're prepared for the game. We'll look at some of the things they've done, some of the things that they have done in the past, then more recently, and I'm sure they'll do the same. And we'll see how it all comes out on Sunday. But, just a lot of history here. We've seen a lot of snaps against each other from a scheme standpoint. We'll see what happens Sunday.
Hey, Bill, this early in the season, with some experience that you have in the offensive line, does that prevent you from putting some things into your offensive game plan that you might normally put in later in the year, or doesn't it have any effect at all?
I don't really know what normal is. I think each week you look at whatever you have and you figure out what you think's the best thing to do. So I don't know what normal is or isn't. Each week has its own – it's its own entity, its own your own circumstances of what you have, what they have, what they do, who's in the game, who's out of the game, and so forth. And then you just try to do the best that you can. So if something were different, how would it be? I don't know. I don't really even think about that. I just think about what the current circumstances are and how to make the most of them.
Rex is known for his blitz packages. What are some of the things you can do with your younger offensive lineman to combat that?
Well, the key for us is just identifying it. They give you a lot of different looks, and they bring a lot of different people. So, it's not just a linebacker or a particular safety or whatever it is. They have different packages. Sometimes that changes by formation. So it depends on what you're in, what you're going to get. So, I think the key is just that we have to have a good week of preparation, make sure that we understand what we're doing on each play, and follow our rules. Our rules will take care of whatever any defense does. We have a certain thing we do depending on what happens, and hopefully we'll be able to, execute those when they come up on Sunday.
Coach, you're known as quite a motivator for this team beyond the X's and the O's of getting things ready. There's a perception in past years that outside influences, adversity, have led to a motivation for this team. Have the outside factors this year led to a motivation to an extra motivation to win?
Yeah, right now, it's all about Buffalo. It's a division game, so division game on the road. So that's a big challenge for us. All the division games are important. We always put everything we have into every game. So this week will be no different.
So I wanted to ask about Rob Gronkowski. He obviously was there from the first day of training camp. I don't think he missed anything, but he didn't play in any of the games. So you get to the regular season, and I'm curious, from your viewpoint, was there any thing you needed to see to know that he would play pretty much every play of that game? Is that sort of a given to you, or was there some monitoring of that to say, let's see how it looks once he gets into an actual game?
Yeah, I think on opening day and even into the first week or two of the season that there's, you kind of have a little bit of an eye on everybody because really nobody's played 60 minutes. And, we had a night game, but, when you start talking about 1 o'clock games compared to 8 o'clock, p.m. games, you know, there could be a difference there too. So I think until you see everybody play for a little while, that you kind of just keep an eye on everybody, you know, whether that's the position coach or, you know, the medical staff or just, you know, my case or the coordinators. But I think there's a little bit of, you know, just seeing how everybody's doing, depending on how the game's going, how many snaps you're playing, what type of day it is. You know, maybe for the skill players, you know, how much running is involved, you know, team like Pittsburgh that has a lot of, you know, scramble, loose plays, deep routes, you know, is different than, you know, a different type of offense just for the secondary, just to give an example. So, you know, I think there's a little bit of that in the early part of the season for everyone.
What does it say about him from your view that he was able to make that transition?
I mean, you know, last week was good. When it was said, happens this week. Like I said, I think it's, you know, it takes a few weeks for all of us to get into, you know, that type of, you know, regular season game, routine, execution, you know, dealing with regular season game type situations. None of us have had them. So it's something that we all need to work on.
Well, speaking of snaps, I think Gerard played only 11 on Thursday night against the Steelers. And he's been a guy that's been an every down linebacker, obviously, middle linebacker. Where do you see him right now at this season and in this stage of his career?
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, there's no set number or no set anything one way or the other for, you know, a lot of players. So we'll just see how it goes. Do what we think's best in each game.
How is he working with Jamie and Dante? And how is that going?
Good. Yeah, he's a great communicator, really smart player. Yeah, he does all he can. He always does.
How do things change with getting Garrett back this week and what he brings to the offense?
He's a big back, good, makes a lot of plays with the ball in his hands. So, you know, we'll see how all that plays out. But, you know, it's good to have him back, that's for sure.
I know it's only been a couple of days, but what have you seen so far from Justin Coleman and what kind of went into the decision signing off the Seahawks practice squad?
You know, we felt like he'd give us good depth of that position. We'll keep working with him. I mean, it's some new learning, obviously, and acclimation of what we're doing. But, you know, he seems pretty smart in terms of picking it up, works hard. So we'll, you know, last week was kind of late in the week by the time he actually, in terms of the preparation week, by the time he got here. We'll see what happens this week. You know, I don't know, but, I mean, that'll be up to him and, you know, how well he performs, how it goes out there. But he's working hard, and I think, you know, glad we have him. He's a good player to work with.
So when you have an offense that added so many players and you only have 60 minutes of football to really look at for what they've done with them, is it hard to prioritize exactly what you want to take away and where you want to go heavy defensively to say, all right, let's focus on McCoy or Tyrod Taylor, because you don't know what they might prioritize?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a pretty common pretty common situation, Tom, to be honest with you. You go into every game and you have to over prepare because, as you said, they can only run so many plays, call it 70 plays. But you have, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, sometimes way more than that, but, you know, games that you're looking at. So now you're looking at, you know, in a neighborhood of, you know, 300 to 400 plays. Some of that's just, you know, they repeat and they're, you know, you try to get a tendency, you try to get a, you know, basic read on it, but each game's different. And, you know, teams that game plan a lot, like Buffalo does on both sides of the ball, you know, you go in with a general plan, a general idea. You certainly know what their personnel is and, you know, how you want to defend certain individual players. But then as the game unfolds, then you can, you know, generally start to see, well, this is, you know, how they're going to try to attack us. And then at that point, you know, you have to make sometimes some in-game adjustments or maybe some things that you have prepared for that you've gotten different things ready for. It doesn't look like they're going to come up, so you kind of put those off to the side and focus on the things that either they're hurting you with or the things that, you know, looks to you like they're going to, you know, that's the way they're going to try to play the game. So, you know, it starts wider and then it generally funnels in, you know, as the game starts to, you know, unfold, you know, 15, 20 plays into the game, you usually have a pretty good idea of, you know, this is what they're going to try to do. Not saying it doesn't, you know, move a little bit from there, but you certainly know a lot more after 15 plays into the game than you knew going into the game. And so I'd say that's a pretty common theme every week.
Coach, how do you manage outside distractions for this team? Do you trust your guys have already been trained to know to avoid that, or do you simply watch for any signs that they're being distracted by outside effects?
Yeah, well, our job is to focus on Buffalo and prepare for Buffalo, so that's what we're all doing. There's nothing more important than that.
Tyrod made some plays with his legs, and he also took care of the football, but now that you've had some time to look at game film, what most impressed you?
I thought he did everything well. I mean, I thought he threw the ball well. He had a big third down conversion to Woods on a 3rd and 8. Made a real good throw on the sideline with pressure of the guy right in his face. Made a great throw to Harvin on the go route. You know, that was decent coverage, but he put the ball, you know, in a perfect spot right on him. So he scrambled, made plays. You know, I thought he had to handle the check game. They obviously had, you know, some check with me type plays that he made good decisions on the line of scrimmage, which got into the running game. Made a good throw to McCoy on that wide route out to the defensive right on the blitz. So, you know, I think he did a lot of things well in the game. If you go back and look at the Pittsburgh game from preseason, similar, you know, good throws, good runs, good decisions. You know, a lot of guys involved in the offense, not just, you know, a one-man show. They get the ball to a lot of different people. Tight ends, the backs, they got several backs, the receivers, the quarterback, they all make plays. So a lot of things to defend, a lot of things to stop. It all runs through him, and, you know, he's done a great job with it. So that'll be a big challenge for us on Sunday. Okay. All right. Yep. Thank you.